Zvachim, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Dalet, 12, 4, and we're wrapping up the topic of who gets the animal hides. And here we're talking about what happens if the korban is pasul. So says the Mishnah, Kol HaKadshim She'era Behem Psul, Kodum Lehev Sheitan, any offering which becomes invalid prior to its being flayed, and typically that would mean you're not supposed to flay till after you offer the blood, so we're talking about, you know, it became invalid along the way prior to the flaying. Ein orosein lekohanim. So then the hide doesn't go to the kohen, meaning it's a pasul korban. A pasul korban is burned in a designated place in the azara, so the meat and the hide are burned together. Now we will learn the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and which the halacha follows, which is that essentially the animal hide, so long as it's attached to the animal skin, excuse me, to the animal flesh, is their din is the same. So you're not going to separate the hide after the flesh is condemned to be burned, and therefore they're attached. Therefore, if the flesh is being burned, the hide is being burned. If you've separated them, so they can go in two separate directions. I mean, you can keep the hide even if the flesh has to get burned. Therefore, it says the Mishnah, La'achar hef sheitan, once you have flayed the animal, so now you have the hide being detached from the flesh, orosein lekohanim. So then even if the korban at that point becomes pasul, okay, so you're not going to offer the korban, or you're going to have to burn the meat, whatever it is, but since you've already removed the hide, so the hide will be given to the kohanim. In fact, the blood being offered, even if the blood can't match the meat, let's say, because it's pasul, but it would matcha then the hides to go to the Kohanim. Now, that leads an open question. What happens if you don't know the animal is pasul until after you flay it? Okay, and how would that be? That would be the animal as a trefa, right? So you everything is cool, you think you did everything right, and the korban is sort of be done. Now you flay the animal, and you open it up, you see, oh, there's something gone wrong inside. Now, at that point, you are going to, of course, not be able to eat the meat. It's going to be burned. The question is, now they discover this, the flesh is no longer connected to the hide. So now can the kohen keep the hide or not? So this is, I guess, unresolved, but we have testimony. Amrebi Chanina Skana Kohanim, Miyamai Lo Reisi Or Yot Lebesa Sreifa. Rebbe Chanina Skana Kohanim, he was like the deputy kohen gadol there, but he's the one who's running the show, and he appears in Mishnah many times, testifying on what went down in the Beis HaMikdash, and he says, listen, I was there for a long time, and never once did I see them taking a hide detached from, you know, a standalone hide that wasn't attached to the carcass, and burning it by itself. So that would certainly suggest, sort of without a doubt, says he, that they wouldn't, a trefa, which happens from time to time, you know, certainly, that would suggest that even if it's treif, they kept the hides to the kohanim. Now, if that's true, Amar Rabbi Akiva, not only can you deduce that it's the din would be they can keep the hides because they never burned them, but you can do something else entirely. Now, this new thing we're entirely is a related din, but a standalone issue. The issue is a bechor. A bechor is a firstborn male cow, goat, or sheep. So the moment it's born, it's consecrated, and it's to be given to the kohanim. At that point, the kohen is supposed to essentially bring it for a korban, as a korban bechor, and yes, the blood goes in the zbeach, and yes, the emurim are burned, but the meat is then eaten by the kohanim, and the hides go to the kohanim. Now, if you can't bring this bechor, because it's not what's called a tam, meaning it's not blemish-free, rather it's a balmum, it's blemished, so then, if the kohanim ruled that this animal can't be brought because it's a balmum kavua, it's never going to get better. At that point, so you can't do anything more with the animal other than eat it. I mean, you can't like work the animal or shear the sheep, but it's still Kohen property. He can't bring it as a korban because it's got a permanent blemish, making it invalid for an offering, and therefore the Kohen will be allowed to eat it. So therefore he slaughters it, regular shechita, he flays it, and he cooks and eats it, and the hide he can keep for himself. So just as he can enjoy the meat, he can enjoy the skin, the animal hide. If prior to that the animal dies, so it dies essentially as like a, you know, it's a nevela, so then he has to bury the animal, and at that point he has to bury both the hide and the flesh together. They're both buried. You can't get, if it was a trefa or whatever it is, excuse me, if it was a nevela, you cannot use the hide. The question is, what happens if you think the animal is not treif, but it is a balmum? So that means you can eat it, but you can't offer it as a korban. So the kohen, let's say he flays it, and then when he opens it up, he discovers, oh no, this actually is a trefa, I can't eat it. So for sure, the animal flesh has to get buried, and you can't like you know, give it to the glue factory or feed it to dogs. We don't burn it because it's not a carbon anymore. It's just, not a carbon, I should say. It's just an animal carcass, but it has kedusha. Out of respect, we bury it. But the question is, do you have to bury the hide as well, or can you keep the hide because it's been separated already by the time you discovered it was no good? That's an open question. Rabbi Akiva says, you see from the fact that with other korbanos, after you've removed the hide, if you discover the animal is not valid, and you have to, in those cases, you have to burn the carbon, but the Kohanim can keep the hide. So similarly, it makes sense that the Kohanim who discovered that a Bechor was a Trefa after they already flayed it, they should be able to keep the hide. That's Rabbi Akiva's Shita. The Chacham say, stop. You can't make those deductions because you don't know what's the din. Chacham Omrim, Ein lo re'inu ra'aya. Just because Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim never saw it doesn't prove that's the din. Maybe there never was a Trefa in the base of English, which was a miracle. Or maybe, you know, he was busy doing his Sagan duties. He never noticed when they burned the hides on their lonesome without attached to the carcass. Therefore, he can't bring a proof from the fact he never saw it. Right? Absence of a proof is not proof necessarily of absence. And therefore, they say lo reinu raya, just the fact he didn't see it doesn't prove anything. Ella yot the base of Trefa, rather the hides, if the animal turns out to be a Trefa, must be burned along with the, you know, flesh separately, and that's done in the Zara, and no one keeps the hide because the animal wasn't kosher for Hakrava Lemafrei Protract VC. It was possible all along. Now, as far as the halacha goes, so we always assume the halacha follows the Rambam in these matters because you only have the Rambam, right? So the Rambam definitely rules, like Chanina Sgan HaKohanim and like Rabbi Akiva, that if you have kachim and you've flayed it, and after you flayed it, you discover that it was puzzle. For that matter, if you did an aveira and you flayed it before offering the blood, then the korban becomes puzzle. Now that the skin has been separated from the meat, the skin can be kept by the kohanim. Okay, that's fine. The problem is that the Shulchan Aruch itself paskens the halachas of bechoros. So bechor, the giving of the animal, the firstborn animal to a Kohen is one of the Matnos Kohona. It's the same as like separating Truma and giving Chala and the like, Rishas Hagez, so the first shearings. So you give the Bechor to the Kohen, that's a Din Pasen Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rosh, that both the skin as well as the flesh of a Bechor that turned out to be a Trefa have to be buried. So that is not like the Rambam. The Rambam explicitly Paskins that the hide should be able to go to the Kohanim. So you actually have Machlokas Rishonim, and the halach will be at the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore the din will be when it comes to Bechor, they can't keep the hide if they discover that the Bechor was Treif. As far as the halach for other Korbanos, I'm not sure exactly what to say. Okay, the Rambam explicitly says that the hides, once separated, if then you'd find it's Treif, it could be kept by the Kohanim. I, to be honest, don't know if we're forced to say the Shulchan Aruch Pask and the Shalom with respect to Bechoros, and if the din should apply to other Korbanos as well. I leave that as an open question for the Poskim, but in any case, that is the lay of the land here.